Men look forward to shaving.
Feel the power of the world's best shave. M3 Power from Gillette. The best a man can get.
I'm a brain surgeon. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how the thing works. I just know it works.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. To have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. Progressive Healthcare Insurance Company and affiliate, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
WOR time is now 3:05. Better check the traffic. Subways, first of all, a service suspended on the E line between Forest Hills and Jamaica Center because of a power failure at Sutton Boulevard in Queens. We've got delays still at the Safe County westbound 46 at Valley Road and Clifton. The exit's closed following an accident that knocked some wires down on Valley Road. The delays on 46, by the way, go back to the Garden State in Route 3. Eastbound Valley Road, Clove Road, this accident is blocking the right lane. Delays back to I-80. And again, westbound Route 3 is heavy from the Garden State out through 46. We've got delays at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of a speed restriction, 45 miles per hour, both into and out of Westchester County. That's in as a result of the weather. Sunday parking rules in effect citywide today. Meter rules, however, are suspended. In sports, in the third quarter, Giants lead Dallas in the battle for first place in the NFC East, 17-3. Jets are in action later today. They're in New England, 4:15 kickoff time with the Pats. Basketball, Knicks trailing Celtics 71-58. They're in the third on the ice at Ice the Isles in Detroit at 5 p.m. WOR weather for the remainder of the afternoon. Rain and light drizzle tapering off. Temperature staying on the chilly side. Today's high 35 degrees. I don't think we'll hit that. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold, low 28. Increasing clouds for Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Snow developing around midnight tomorrow with a low near 27. And for Tuesday, snow likely mainly in the morning. Expect additional accumulation with a high of 35 degrees. Currently, skies are cloudy. Humidity is 92%. Temperature 32 here at WOR. Next news coming up at 4 with Mara Rubin. Bulletins at once. I'm Karen McHugh, WOR News. The Wilner Window now continues.
Radio 710 WOR.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplements professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and our medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell, and our resident nutritional consultant, Sam Forbes, who also manages our downtown store. And we have a special guest in the studio, Mitch Surgeon. Mitch is the vice president of marketing for BioK Plus, a probiotic company that manufactures a product called BioK Plus, which we've been talking about the first hour, and we'll be continuing talking about it this hour. So if you have any questions about probiotics, what they do, how they work, give us a call. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and let's say hello to Bernice from Queens. Hello, Bernice.
Yes. I understand that green drinks are extremely healthy to take, and I'm considering taking a green drink, and I've checked the formulas of two companies. One of the companies, do you want me to name the company?
Sure.
Jarrow has 50 milligrams of licorice, and the other company, which is Da Vinci, has 50 milligrams of Siberian ginseng with 5 milligrams of licorice. My question is, I have a blood pressure issue, and whether it's advisable to take any formula that contains licorice or Siberian ginseng.
Good question. The Siberian ginseng, I don't believe, has any influence on blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5 milligrams of licorice is extremely little, as is a 50 milligram extremely little.
Yeah, a normal dose of licorice, if you're using it in treating, would be something like 500 milligrams, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it has some salt-retaining properties. And so in that small way, it would have... it would have some perhaps blood pressure raising effect, but it sounds like it would be a very, very small effect.
In other words, insignificant?
Probably.
Yeah.
Can't say for sure, but it's about a tenth of the normal dose.
Because I also noticed that Magma Plus also has Siberian ginseng in it.
Yeah, once again,
we were talking about the licorice.
Ignore the Siberian ginseng. It's just the licorice that you're concerned in?
No, you are.
That I'm concerned
about. Yeah, licorice in higher doses will tend to retain salt, which will tend to raise blood pressure. Now, you're talking about a very low dose that I can't say for sure, but it's probably insignificant.
So you can take whichever one you like.
Yeah, thank you. And then I have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I read last week in the newspaper that in a 2005 study that mega doses of green tea extract helped tumors grow. Have you heard about that?
No. I haven't. I won't dispute what you're saying, but I haven't. I don't know.
I did buy some of the green tea extract in the store,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't know whether to continue using it.
Well, once again, you were talking about green tea megadoses.
Right.
Why would you want to do megadoses?
Well, I heard that green tea extract is very good, and it comes in megadoses. A drop of full is equivalent to 5 cups of tea.
Well,
which
there
is a
again,
that's not a megadose.
Yeah.
It isn't?
No.
Oh, what is a megadose?
Megadoses.
That's a million times.
Multi times the amount that you would normally get in the usual food dosages. And also bear in mind, there's always the occasional oddball study utilizing maybe an extract or maybe high dosages of something, whether it's green tea, whether it's fish oil, whether it's whatever, that comes up with some oddball results. You have to bear in mind that at the same time there are many, many, many studies showing the benefit of these things. Many studies on green tea, for example, show that it prevents cancer.
Yeah, the green tea for quite a while has been under active study as a cancer treatment. Now, that hasn't really been clearly proved that it's effective, but there's no weight of opinion that it's harmful either. For sure. It may be effective, it may not be effective, but very likely what you saw was some sort of study where cells were in a test tube and they poured green tea around it and maybe cells grew faster or not. This is very little relevant to the actual clinical situation where people are mildly optimistic it may be a useful treatment, and that's about all we can say.
Okay, but... green tea, were you taking it for a specific thing?
Just for general health.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it as a cause of cancer, okay?
I mean, as soon as I saw that, it was in the paper last week. Do you want to know what paper?
Sure.
It was in Newsdays, in the health issue. It was a Tuesday issue of Newsday, which is November the 29th.
Okay.
And I happened to read it, and they had an entire page on it discussing not only the green tea, but the extract, and they specified the extract,
mm-hmm.
to steer clear of the extract, and that's what got me.
Well, it's good that you're interested in reading about things like this. What I would suggest is that you read all of the positive information about green tea. You can go to our website, Wilner.com, that's Wilner with two L's, and you can either read some of the articles and extracts that we have listed on our site in the reference library section, or you can click on the link to Health Notes at the bottom of the front page there. And Health Notes is a very factual, objective a compilation of information. If you go to the portion on herbs and click on green tea, you'll see a whole listing of information on green tea with references talking about all of the benefits and things about green tea. So I suggest that you go ahead and continue reading about green tea. And I think that when you look at the overall picture, all of the positive studies, that you yourself will reach the conclusion that taking green tea extract in supplement form is very definitely most likely to be beneficial to your health.
I found that article in Newsday, and it doesn't say what you said it says. You had the typical run-in, everybody likes green tea, everybody thinks it may help prevent cancer, but is it really? And what they then quote is a government agency that says that there's no credible evidence green tea fights cancers of the stomach, lung, colon, esophagus, pancreas, or ovary. The agency acknowledged, though, that the evidence for teas fighting breast or prostate cancer was somewhat better, although it wasn't conclusive enough. So there's nothing in here raised at all about green tea causing cancer. All they're doing is saying, well, there's some evidence it may help against certain cancers, but that evidence is not conclusive. It's a very different kind of statement. Nothing to be afraid of from this.
Are you still there, Bernice?
I'm here.
Well, so
what about the making tumors grow?
Making tumors grow, that's what.
That's not what it says.
It says the 2005 study found that megadoses of green tea extract actually helped tumors grow. Now, I don't know anything about this study.
I have a different article then. Okay. Must be a lot of stuff going on out there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that call, Bernice.
Thank you.
Okay. Guess what? It's time for a short break. Our number here in the studio, if you want to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell, if you ever remember.
Yeah, I'm still looking at the article.
Still looking at the article, okay. Our special guest, Mitch Sargent, will all be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just about being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores, and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store, and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection, and diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, Broccomex, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. FGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each Broccomax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more FGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, to get the powerful protection of broccoli, just take one capsule of Jarrow's Broccomax daily. Broccomax from Jarrow Formulas is available at Wilner Chemist. Discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. It's not only Don and Arnie, it's Richard and Sam and our special guest, Mitch Surgeon. And before we get to Dr. Levine, I just want to point out there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using just one or the other alone cannot do. Someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who's going to tell you a little bit about his practice and how it can be reached.
Okay, and I guess Dr. Levine is there listening, huh? Okay, I'm Dr. Richard Podell, and I practice in New Jersey, and we do an integrative medicine-style practice in that we use all the standard medical diagnostic and treatment methods. But what our experience has been is that in many situations, particularly with complex problems, adding holistic attention to the body's natural healing systems is helpful. It adds on good results beyond what you've already tried. We've been talking today about one element in the body's natural healing systems, that is the gut microflora, the acidophilus. But the same thing goes for sleep and for nutrition and for stress and for exercise and liver detoxification and on and on and on. And what we find is that if you have chronic fatigue or if you have chronic fibromyalgia-type muscle aches or if you're depressed or anxious, we feel that we do better when we pay attention to these extra body natural healing systems in addition to standard treatment than when you don't. So people who are interested, we're in New Jersey, we're in Springfield and New Brunswick, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Or look at Podell, P-O-D-E-L-L, number 2 at what?
No, is it Dr. Podell?
No, that's right. That's my, sorry, erase that. That was my home number, and you're not going to get that. It's drpodell.org. Yes, let's go on the web, drpodell.org.
Okay, drpodell.org. And now we'd like to welcome to the Wilner Window one of the people in the alternative community who's been working very diligently, and she's at Cornell Weill Medical Center, Dr. Barbara Levine.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good afternoon.
Okay. Barbara, you know, we're talking about BioK Plus, and we were interested to know exactly what you folks are doing with BioK Plus over at Cornell.
Well, I've been fascinated by probiotics in that category, but what I've found is that all probiotics are not created equally. And I like to say it's not when you make it, it's when you take it, because you have to have a potent probiotics such as BioK Plus, which has so many billions, 50 billion active culture. And it's very important that one knows the difference from one probiotic to the other, because some of them are really comatose when you actually take them, so you don't get the full benefit. And we know that BioK Plus is one that is extremely active. So we've been using it at Cornell, and we are quite traditional, not just alternative, but traditional in the fact that we use traditional medicine, of course. But we find that this particular probiotic is very effective with patients that are taking antibiotics. So, for instance, in patients that may have antibiotic-associated diarrhea, like C. difficile, for instance, is very effective, and that can be deadly. And also, I've had a lot of good success with my patients with irritable bowel syndrome and even patients that have elevated cholesterol. So we're studying some of these mechanisms, and that we have a lot of patients both at Cornell and at our cancer prevention arm, Strang, in that we're looking at BioK Plus as a possible and the possible preventive mechanism in patients that may have polyps and may be at risk because of a family history for colon cancer, for instance. So there may be many, many benefits for BioK Plus that we're just trying to study now. So many of our physicians are looking at it for many different things. In the burn unit, the pharmacologists are looking at it. I'm in cardiovascular pathophysiology and pediatric cardiology as well, and we're having great success.
Okay, that's extremely interesting. And you found you're able to use BioK Plus with children as well?
Yes, and they like it. You know, it's a great tasting. They love the fruit flavored ones, the kids, and you can make shakes and smoothies and do wonderful things. I mean, I use it at home, and I'll make a dip with it and put in chopped vegetables and things. And I must say that my daughter is on it every day, and so is my secretary, and they can't get enough of it. So we're having a good time with it.
You know, Doctor, you mentioned pediatric care. We have many customers who come into the stores who ask about probiotics or problems with the baby's digestive system. Perhaps they have a little loose bowel or a little inflammation or tummy aches. Often a lot of companies are putting out children's acidophils or children's probiotic formulas. Does this play a role in helping an infant let's say, diarrhea or intestinal problems in an infant?
Yes, it can. I mean, I wouldn't go too young, mm-hmm. but for, you know, let's say toddlers, for instance,
right.
and they may have constipation, so it works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it really restores the normal flora, as you mentioned, in the gut, and I think that's a very important thing for all of us. I think we could all benefit from a probiotic that has the active ingredients.
Well, we feel the same way, which is why, we as Wellness, we took on BioK Plus and was doing this, this advertising stint to let folks know exactly what the product can do.
Yeah, I really think that probiotics are just coming into their own right now, and I think we're going to hear so much more about them. And as the research really flourishes and is encouraged, I think that it's going to be one of the new, you know, calcium was a nutrient of the 90s, and magnesium is a mineral of the millennium, and here we go with probiotics. I think they really are coming into their own.
Well, I think, as we're getting, and we're probably going to get better and better products, too.
Well, I think you've got the gold standard right there.
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Barbara, thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime. So, we have a full-fledged nutrition information center. Anytime anybody has a question, you can refer them to us. It's at Cornell, and we're NIH-funded, and we try and be responsible.
Okay, will you have a phone number?
Yeah, sure. It's 212-746-5991.
Okay.
And we entertain all questions about nutrition. But it's very important to think about companies like BioK Plus. We're very proud of a company like that. They do excellent quality control, education, as well as clinical research. And I think that's how you have to look at these companies, because there's so many companies out there that the companies that aren't as responsible that may tarnish the good companies. And this is one very responsible company.
Well, if the folks up at Cornell and yourself are involved, that's good enough for me.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Barbara.
Oh, it's been my pleasure to talk to you guys.
Okay, take care.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Barbara Levine, a very well-known member of the alternative medical community in New York and the country, talking about BioK Plus, and that's wonderful. Okay, Mitch, you got another nice feather in your cap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's time for a short break, including a traffic update. This is Arnie Gitomer, and
this is Don Goldberg,
and
this is Dr. Richard Cardell.
He remembers this time.
And I'm Sam Forbes.
and our special guest, Mitch Surgeon. And now we're going to hear first from Health from the Sun.
Marnie? Okay, Health from the Sun has long been known for their omega-3 and borage oil products. Well, they've extended the line, expanded it, incorporating the latest, most advanced technologies and purification methods. These new fish oil products are so unique that they even created a new label. It's called Health from the Sea. These Health from the Sea fish oil supplements are not only high potency, ultra pure, but they're great tasting as well. The Health from the Sea products are independently tested to ensure the absence of PCBs, heavy metals, and other contaminants. And they've got some interesting combinations. They've got pure fish oil liquid, for example, in combination with phytosterols. It's a perfect combination for those concerned about heart health. It's called PFO, Pure Fish Oil Plus Phytosterols Liquid. They've got another product, Pure Fish Oil Plus Lipase, where they add lipase enzyme to help increase digestion and absorption. So check out the entire Health from the Sea fish oil line supplements from Health from the Sun. The entire line of Health from the Sun products are now on sale at 30% off list price at Loner Chemist.
And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. We've got delays at the airports. Newark Airport has 30-minute delays on arrivals. LaGuardia has 45-minute delays on arrivals. And Kennedy is now up to 1 hour on arrivals. New York City subway service on the southbound number 4 line is suspended from Atlantic Avenue to Utica Avenue in Brooklyn because of signal problems. On Long Island eastbound Sunrise Highway, there's an object blocking the left and center lanes at exit 40 West Islip. The inbound Brooklyn bridge is slow. On the Hudson River, both ways of the Holland Lincoln Tunnels and the George Washington Bridge are less than 5 minutes. The Rockland County bound Captain D Bridge has a 45 mile per hour speed restriction in place because of the weather. In Orange County, both ways of Route 211 are closed at Kaisertown Road in Montgomery with an accident investigation. And in North Jersey, both ways of Route 46 have finally been reopened at Valley Road in Clifton. Those downed wires have been cleared. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with a Napa Auto Parts toy delivery truck. Just $19.99 at your local Napa store. Napa, get the good stuff. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity in the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with Liver Clean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Welcome back to the World of Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And, before we get to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. Autism is a serious, severe, complex developmental disability in children. It is the result of improper brain development. Given the importance of nutrition to proper brain development, researchers recently investigated the role that fish oil supplements may play in helping children with autism manage some of their symptoms. This research was conducted at the universities of Stirling and Edinburgh in Scotland. In fact, there are indications that the dramatic increase that we've seen in the number of children being diagnosed with autism might be related to low levels of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oils. In a pilot study, it was found that children with autism given supplements of the omega-3 fatty acid EPA experienced improvements in sleeping patterns, cognition, eye contact, and sociability.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of WellDetex, a family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And now, let me give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemist. We have American Health and Home Health on sale at 30% off list. We have Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, Alveda, and Health from the Sun on sale at 25% off. And selected items from Natural Factors, Natural, and Doctor's Best on sale at 35 to 50% off list. So, if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Fall Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, which is filled with health information and product data, you should just ask for it. Give us a call at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, the number 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new expanded website at www.wilner.com. The website gives a full list of sale items as well.
Or, of course, you can pick up a catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We're near the corner of Murray Street. And that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And you just heard Don do that commercial for Albion Mineral Chelates. Well, next week, our guest will be Max Motika. Max is with Albion, and if you're interested in minerals and want to know all about the A to Z of all the different minerals, you're going to find out next week on the Wilner Window.
Okay. Before you continue, I want to make a correction. This was my mistake. When we read the commercial on Health from the Sea, from Health from the Sun,
right.
I think we said the entire line was on sale at the 30% off at
right.
the end of that commercial. As we properly said a moment ago, it's actually on sale at 25% off. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware that the correct discount for their Health from the Sun, Health from the Sea items is 25%.
Okay.
My apologies, folks.
All right. So if you have, if you heard the first part of it, you didn't hear this part, call Don tomorrow and complain. Okay. Let's get to the phones and let's say hello to Barbara from Montclair, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
My question is about ginkgo biloba.
Okay.
I'm 50 years old. My mother's 74, and she was diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment about 5 years ago, and she's had increasing symptoms of Alzheimer's. So I wanted to do something preventative, not knowing if the heredity, what the factors are that might have caused her situation. I thought I would start just taking some preventative ginkgo biloba. Wondered what product to start with, what dose to start with, where to begin with it.
Ginkgo biloba comes mostly in a standardized extract. It's usually 60 milligrams of a standardized extract. It's 24%. There's a few other standardizations, but that's the usual one. And usually the initial dose would be usually one capsule or tablet twice a day.
Okay, good.
But once again, that's not the only thing related to mental performance and cognition. Mm-hmm. You know, there are formulas. There are other things which are important. For example, phosphatidylcholine is important. Phosphatidylserine is important. Something called DMAE is important, acetyl L-carnitine. So there are combination products which contain some of the things that I just mentioned, which you might want to consider as well.
Such as?
One product that comes to mind is, it's called Neuro Optimizer,
mm-hmm.
and it's from Jarrow. It has everything I said except the ginkgo. So if you took ginkgo plus, let's say, something like Neuro Optimizer, that would give you, pretty much a complete picture there.
Mm-hmm. I currently take acetyl-L-carnitine, so I would stop doing that if I took the Neuro
Optimizer. I don't know that I would. I would just, that would complement probably what you're
taking. I think it has acetyl-L-carnitine.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know if it's enough.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Oh, okay, so I would supplement it with this.
Yeah, if you check with us at Wellness, we'll give you guidance about that.
Okay, all right, good. And I also heard that glucosamine and chondroitin can have a positive effect. Have you heard of that?
On
memory, on brain function.
I haven't heard anything.
No, I haven't heard that. If you come across an article, ship
it
over.
It was actually just a it was a reference that I had heard on AS newspaper, but it wasn't. I've only seen it once. It wasn't something that had been confirmed.
Yeah, I think. Let's assume not, unless somebody comes up with something stronger.
Yeah.
So glucosamine and chondroitin are good for joints, and that's pretty well proved.
Yeah.
Anything else at this point is speculative.
There's also some recent a recent study showed that turmeric may help prevent the formation of these proteins, the oxidized proteins, the beta amyloid. So this may play a role. This whole thing with Alzheimer's or any kind of nerve degenerative disease is you need to control inflammation, you need to protect healthy cells, you need to help provide the body with the healthy cells with the energy they need to do the job they do. So any kind of program to support cellular health in terms of energy, protection, inflammation is going to play a role in here. And there's no one magic, formula. It has to do with all these supplements that Arnie mentioned. Plus, perhaps even fish oil we didn't mention. I don't think DHA is very important.
True.
But you need to inform yourself and read up as much as you can about what we know about the nutrients and protocols. And there may be a protocol with drugs and nutrients together to help yourself.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for that call, Barbara. And now let's say hello to Blanche from Rockaway, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Bio-K sounds wonderful. I hope you pick up my son.
Okay, let's find out.
He has ulcerated colitis, and he's also allergic to corn, wheat, and yeast. He's got very bad allergies. He doesn't use dairy at all, so I don't know whether this would be good for him or not. The doctors want to put him on steroids. He refuses, and that's where I'm at, and I'm kind of worried about him, and he's...
Okay, well, let's hear. Do you have any ideas for Blanche, Mitch?
Well, if you're concerned about the food allergies or sensitivities, you might want to consider starting them off on the dairy-free right away. And, physicians quite typically will want to move them to anti-inflammatories, but that's prophylactic. That just helps with the symptoms. It doesn't necessarily encourage the healing, and it certainly doesn't help the intestinal tract work any more efficiently. We've seen... observationally, anecdotally, a lot of great results with BioK Plus, with ulcerative colitis, and IBD as well, as Dr. Levine mentioned earlier.
There is actually fairly good data that acidophilus-type products can help ulcerative colitis. There's also fairly good data that fish oil in fairly high doses reduces inflammation and ulcerative colitis. And I'm looking right here, an article from Canada. Is this you guys? No. Something called VSL number 3, probiotic mixture, induces remission in patients with active ulcerative colitis, published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology, 2005. So these methods, while I don't think not yet fully accepted by the medical profession, you're seeing more and more support that it's useful. Now, what you don't do is that you can't abandon your conventional treatments. You've got to work with your doctors on that. But talk to them about using acidophilus. BioK Plus would be certainly one of the good brands. Likely there's going to be a number of different brands that will all be useful in this.
You know, I'm not sure that Blanche understands that.
But in other words, I'd say have a buy okay without you paying for them.
Well, they might. They might.
Yeah, well, that's
what we're telling you, Blanche.
Yeah.
And,
I'm saying there are articles with various types of acidophilus that seem to show benefit.
Okay, Mitch, what would a dose be for someone with ulcerative colitis on BioK Plus?
Well, being inflammatory in nature, the condition and not the product, we suggest people start off gradually, as little as maybe a couple of teaspoons the first couple of days, and really build it up gradually so that the bacterial war that you're really going to encourage happens slowly but surely. You don't want any gas, you don't want any bloating, but you want to slowly start to encourage the healing. And if any pathogenic germs have gotten in to any ulceration that's been caused, then that's going to help clear that up as well. But slowly but surely, and maybe get to a whole bottle maybe within a week or two even. Really, there's no rush.
Okay, Blanche, if you can get to the...
How will I get it?
If you want to come to our store in the city, we'll be glad to give you a free six-pack for your son to try.
Well, that would be nice, but then I heard you say before that you don't want to ship because it might...
Well, that's why I said if you can get to the city.
Get to the city, but he lives in Washington. I'd have to send
him.
He
should probably get it there. Yeah.
But, you know, if you sent it express mail and it's going to arrive the next day,
That's true.
That should work.
Now I will come in.
Yeah, you're welcome to do that, Blanche.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
If you can stick it in a little box with a nice pack, it'll be fine overnight.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But it has to come and visit you anyway, okay? I mean, it's been too long.
When was the last time your son saw you?
Tell him to come and visit, and as a bonus, you'll give him a six-pack of BioK Plus.
I'll come in. I will be there, do that. I appreciate that, okay?
Okay, hold on. Give Ira your full name, okay? Thanks, Blanche. Okay, well, with that, we're going to pause for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell. And this is Sam Forbes.
And our special guest, Mitch Surgeon, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray. There's a major epidemic occurring in children living in the United States. According to the U.S. Surgeon General, 1 in 10 American children currently suffers with a psychiatric illness, and over 6 million children are on psychoactive drugs like Ritalin. To support proper brain function, Natural Factors Nutritional Products has created Learning Factors Smoothie Mix, a high-protein, hypoallergenic formula composed of more than 35 brain-critical nutrients. Learning Factors makes a delicious wildberry-flavored smoothie drink that will provide intensive nutritional support to your child. Utilizing the latest research in nutritional support for human brain function, Learning Factors helps your child stay mentally sharp throughout the day. And with natural factors, purity and potency are always guaranteed.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of their new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mL dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue,
NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemist, we carry both ProPacks with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemist's. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Sam Forbes is here, of course, as is our guest, a special guest, Mitch Sergeant. And for those of you who are fans of the Heart Show, be advised that Dr. Fred Benigni is here in the studio, and he will be on at 4 o'clock directly after the Wilner Window. Alrighty, let's get to the phones and say hello to Sarah from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I hope you can help me. My problem, I've had it for many, many years. I'm in my 30s, and it's really a problem of loss of smell and taste. Sometimes I get it back. And I can go be well for a week, maybe months, couple months or so, but it's always there. Through the years, I was given so many different types of medication. The only thing that seems to really work is prednisone, but many doctors don't want me to take that. So more recently, I took Singulair, and that seemed like it was helping, but it's not seeming to do anything now. I do all types of natural things. I mix salt water solution. I use that in my nose, a nasal wash every morning. And I also do steam occasionally. But nothing gives me the smell. The only thing I know is when I do get it back, I can smell very sharp and well. And the only thing, like once I'm eating a meal, I tell myself I want to keep blowing hard in a tissue, because while I blow in the tissue for a second, I can detect what the taste, what the smell, what this food is.
Okay, let's hear from Dr. Richard Podell.
Okay, well, this is difficult. I mean, from a nutritional viewpoint, loss of smell is described with low zinc. That's probably not what's going on with you, because the most common way it happens is as part of an inflammatory process, sometimes with sinus infection and other times without. It can also occur if one is a growing tumor of the pituitary gland in the head and so on. Again, then no doubt they've checked you out for that. The question is, see, prednisone, of course, is a dangerous drug. It's also the strongest anti-inflammatory we have. And the answer is I don't really know what else we could use that would be of comparable power that would reduce the inflammation enough to get the swelling there. Obviously, the nerves underneath are still working. And it's a mystery to me, and probably to everybody else, as to why is it that you block the sense of smell, whereas other people, you know, nobody smells real well when they have nasal congestion, but basically it doesn't get into this terrible state that you have. So the answer, I don't have an answer, other than in theory there ought to be things that do it, but we don't know what they are. And the prednisone you could in fact take, but it would have come at a severe price. Unless you could taper it down to low enough dose every other day so that it would be perhaps a worthwhile compromise, but always with some element of risk.
It does sound like, though, it's pretty obvious that there is a sinus problem, or the issue is the sinus inflammation. But there's also a possibility that there may be a zinc deficiency, and I don't see any reason why she can't even Yeah, you should try 15 to 30 milligrams of zinc on a regular basis to see if any sensation of taste or smell comes back. And there are some natural alternatives to you that you could try for sinus problems. Let me ask you, do you ever have to take antibiotics, or do you ever get sinus infections?
Well, sometimes I do get an infection.
Okay. So, like a green or yellow mucus comes out?
What was that again?
You get colored mucus, in other words,
no, I know what you're
not a clear liquid.
Right, I'm really, right now, I have it all clear. I don't have any yellow or an infection.
So it's just inflammation.
I do notice when I'm outside, I'm in the cold, or I'm just very active, then I can smell it. Then I get home to my house. That's all gone.
There are, you probably have allergies to probably something in the house, but it's possible food possibilities. You know, you're going to have to experiment with changing your diet, avoiding certain foods. There may be an allergic response. You might actually do well by taking something like BioK Plus. There are studies showing that probiotics do help allergic rhinitis in some situations. There's no reason why you can't try it. It doesn't have an influence on the immune system. It may help. But there are things that are natural antihistamines, like quercetin, nettles, bromelain. There are a number of formulas that contain these ingredients you may want to try. It's called one is called Allermax. It's made by Country Life. I don't see any reason why you can't try it. There's also something a number of products that are really good for sinus problems. Right now we're seeing some good results with xylitol in the nasal spray. Xylitol sort of has an anti-inflammatory or antimicrobial action in the sinuses. You may want to give that a try. There's some great homeopathic nasal sprays that work great. One is called Euphorbium Nasal Spray. We recommend it all the time with very good results. So it might be a combination of using these in conjunction with your medication. Maybe you still have to use medication, but maybe you don't have to use as much or a strong dose. So that's just a few things, but there's more. I mean,
all right, Sarah. Thanks so much for the call. And next we have Carl from Queens. Hello,
oh.
Carl.
Yes, thank you very much, Ellen. I have a problem with calcium, the supplement of 1,000 milligrams. Is there anything else I can do to get that calcium in me?
What do you mean you have a problem?
Oh, it'll constipate me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's frequently due to the type of calcium you take. You may be, you're probably taking a calcium carbonate?
Yeah.
Okay, you may want to switch to a calcium citrate.
Citrate
usually doesn't have that type of binding action that the carbonate has.
Maybe add some magnesium as well, because that has the opposite effect.
Yep.
In what form is best?
Which one?
The citrate. How does that
happen? Citrate is fine for calcium, and citrate is fine for magnesium.
Okay. And could I just ask you, in a glass of regular milk, how many milligrams are in there?
About 200 or something. Yeah, 200, 250.
And is it the same in a 2% milk?
Yeah, I don't think the calcium changes. It's just the fact.
It says right
actually,
on the side of the milk
container.
Actually,
more.
Yeah. There's a listing on the side of the milk container,
yeah.
Carl, which
okay.
will
okay.
give you that information.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Ellen.
All righty.
By the way, Arnie, before you continue, it was interesting. I think there was a study that was just published this past week, which once again supports what we've been telling everybody for years and years and years, and that is that it is a mistake to focus only on calcium when you're talking about preventing bone loss and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium is indeed just as important as the calcium. So, folks, if your doctor or if somebody says just take a calcium supplement, think twice about it. You really should be taking a calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Okay.
Vitamin D
minimal,
yeah.
along with your multivitamin and your trace minerals. So calcium with magnesium with vitamin D. If you really want to do what's necessary to enhance bone status.
And there was even a report. I don't know if it came from a reliable source, which said if you, as long as your vitamin D status was very adequate, you don't need these massive amounts of calcium either. You know, so that I found interesting.
And staying with the theme of the show, probiotics also might help the absorption of calcium.
All right, and now let's hear about Kids Liver Oil made by Carlson.
Medical scientists worldwide are recommending that children eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. Because they're crucial for brain and vision development, children especially need the omega-3 oils provided by Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil. Substantial levels of omega-3 oils from fish support healthy learning. Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil supplies abundant omega-3 oils in each 1/2 teaspoon serving. Kids enjoy its mild lemon flavor. It can also be added to juice. You can give your children Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil with confidence because Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil is tested for potency, purity, and freshness by an independent FDA-registered laboratory and found to be fresh, potent, and free of detectable levels of over 30 contaminants. Ask for Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil in your favorite natural food store today.
All right, we're coming to the end of another saga in the ongoing episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Please don't forget, join us again next Sunday, same time, 2 o'clock, same station, WOR. Our special guest, Max Motika from Albion Labs. Have a good week, everybody. Stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Benigni. And as I said, we'll be back again next week at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station, streaming online.